Good day. My name is Grant Patterson. I'm here with Jeff Fierce, who is with the Canadian Hard of Hearing Association Manitoba chapter. Welcome to CJNU, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
I must also mention that we have a second guest in the studio today. Introduce us to your friend.
This is Nestle. Nestle is a 10.5-year-old medium-sized poodle, and he is a hearing dog for me. He alerts me to sounds that I would not normally hear. When I have my hearing aid off, out, and my cochlear implant off, or as we say, take our ears off for the night.
Yes.
I'm virtually deaf. I only have 1% hearing left in my left ear.
So okay. Fire alarms, smoke alarms are meaningless.
I have no high pitch in that ear either, so
right.
I would not hear them. That's his biggest job he can do for me because it's a lifesaver.
Yes.
I have a little timer, a kitchen timer that I set, goes up to 2 minutes. No, it goes longer than that. It beeps for 2 minutes. It goes up to 90 minutes for when I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized how important that was to me until the first one I had died. Okay, it wasn't the battery, it just died. And I started boiling eggs dry and things like that. Nobody will alert me until the smoke detector went off.
Yes.
And then that's the big one. So, you know, I realized how important he is in other ways. Some things I've dropped. I don't use a regular phone. I use a cell phone like most of the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it on vibrate, so it only comes in through my comm pilot to both ears.
Right.
And he doesn't hear that sound.
Yeah.
People knocking or on the door, because there's no doorbell in an apartment, he was taught to answer that, but he's gotten out of practice because we have nobody to practice with.
Right.
And so he tends to bark and he shouldn't, you know, but he's a dog.
He's a dog.
Things like that. He also was trained to alert me for, if I'm out in public, say a social, and it's noisy, and someone wants me to... They want to get my attention to come over. So instead of coming to grab me, they just have to stand in one area and repeat my name, not too fast, not too slow, over and over again, Jeff, 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 and so on, and keep it up until he alerts me by jumping up and brings me over to them.
Right.
And then they get to interact with him, and he loves that.
Yes.
They get to give him a little treat, and they get to give him a pat on the head, whether he's in his jacket or not, because
right.
That's an important thing for him to get. That's a big reward.
Yeah, he's motivated by the attention he gets from who wants your attention.
He's also motivated by food.
That's good. Many of us are.
Many poodles are fussy eaters. This one's not. I think he's my lab reincarnated.
Okay.
Wolf it down.
Now, tell us a little of your personal history. You grew up in the north end of Winnipeg. What did you do for a living for the first 100 years of your existence?
I bounced from job to job.
I was
an unsettled soul. So when I was 17, I joined the Army at the consent of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had passed away a few years before that, and I just needed to get away. So I joined the Army. And I went out to BC for a few years. I don't do well at stuff that is too rigid, so I put in for release and I got out of there.
Yeah. And you worked as a musician for a good part of your years?
I didn't get paid as it. I did, like most other starving musicians, did what we could to try and survive.
Yeah.
I used to sing in a rock band,
mm-hmm.
played a number of different instruments, drums all my life.
Yeah.
Traded in the set of drums because I thought they were too heavy to haul around. And now what do I have? I have a couple of congas that are made of wood that are probably heavier.
Yes.
So I love my music. I've always been passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was an electrician for many years of my life.
Okay.
And moved away from that as my hearing got worse.
And what caused your hearing to deteriorate?
Probably too much noise.
Amps in the band, maybe. Construction sites, maybe?
Maybe. Because I was on the drums more, I was in the back, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't always get the heavy noise. Construction sites, for sure.
Yes.
Drilling in a concrete deal, and back then, they never gave us hearing protection.
And what age were you, roughly, when your hearing started to deteriorate seriously?
My kids were teenagers, so in my 30s. Back in 2014, I ended up getting a cochlear implant, and that's improve things remarkably.
Yes.
Never as good as the real human ear, but
right.
It's just an amazing thing that...
So you have a cochlear implant on the right side and a hearing aid on the left.
Yes.
And you said you use a cell phone, but it essentially Bluetooths to those devices, doesn't it?
I have
We've selected a piece of music this morning. You have a favorite in Big Dave McLean. We're going to use Big Dave McLean and Song of the Blues.
Now it's been a long time since I first heard the Atlanta moan. Robert Johnson singing out about his Mississippi Delta home. With a passion that comes deep inside, their emotion that you just can't hide. These are the songs of the blues, and they keep me feeling satisfied. The songs of men loving women, women out there loving their man. Songs of happiness and sorrow, people doing the best that they can. There's songs that simply make you cry. Yeah, songs that give you faith in the sweet by and by. They are the songs of the blues and have a soul that will never die. Poverty and anger, loneliness and liquor, ain't nothing in the world to break you down any quicker. But a love that's lost, that brings on the songs of the blues.
I'm back with Jeff Fierce, who's representing the Hard of Hearing Association with us this month. Jeff, you have Nestle to help you out. What other sorts of supports do you get through the Hard of Hearing Association that are helpful to you?
I get lots of people that I can interact with that are much in the same boat as me or similar. And it's nice to be able to, instead of feeling like I'm alone in life doing this, mm-hmm. to be able to talk to other people who have the same kind of issues. At one time I was on the board with them, and I've done a lot of work for them because I'm a person who likes to do. Right now I take care of their Facebook page, but I'm pretty technical, so if there's any issues on the technical side, they often come to me to discuss them, where they used to, not so much anymore.
Jeff Fierce, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you on CJNU on behalf of the Hard of Hearing Association of Canada, Manitoba chapter. Take care.